recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, we flip over to the Eastern Conference Final now.
Yes, they will start game one tomorrow night in Boston, Celtics and the Heat. Before I give you some updated numbers, Jimmy Butler, of course, big-time playoff performer, ups his game in the playoffs, has gotten the Heat back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Some might call him Scotty. He can see the future. He can predict the future. This was Butler 1 year ago, after the Heat lost to the Celtics in the seventh game at home in the Eastern Conference Finals. He knew all along, Scotty, that they would be right back here facing each other for another chance to go to the NBA Finals.
As you look forward now, what do you think you guys need to cross the threshold?
Figure out a way to be consistent. I think we had enough. I think we do have enough. It sucks because, like, you don't know who's going to be on a roster any given year. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to play with the guys that I did have the opportunity to play with. And it's been like that every year that I've played in the league. So we had enough. Next year, we will have enough. And we're going to be right back in the same situation. And we're going to get it done.
You know what's funny, Mike, is that I saw today that literally these analytics geniuses and their fancy computers are giving the Heat a 3% chance to win the series, and the Celtics 97% chance to win the series. I got to tell you, at that rate, they should sweep the Heat. At 97, you sweep the series, but that's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen. It went seven last year. Let's get it on. And no one on the face of the earth thinks the Heat have a chance, and I'm stupid enough to think that they do. I'm stupid enough to think Denver has a chance. I think Denver's better than the Lakers, but I'm willing to eat that hoagie if I'm wrong. The other thing is, I can't stand the Celtics. So I got to be honest. The fact that I got to watch them again for seven more games on my TV with their stupid-ass fans and that Boston Garden, it makes me want to vomit. Like, I don't know about you, but, you know, it's funny. We used to love being on in Boston. Great sports fans. I'll give them that. But, man, I can't stand their teams. I mean, my whole life. I haven't. And I've told you this a million times. Bird was my favorite player. And I hated him, too. But he was my favorite player because I looked past the green and white. I looked past the jersey. I look at the game that he had, the way he played, the way he shot, the way he rebounded, the way he passed, the teammate that he was. His intensity was like nothing I'd ever seen. And so I used to just admire him so much, and I hated them the whole time that I loved him. How strange is that love affair? My favorite players on a team I hate more than any team on earth. I can't stand them. The fact that I have to watch them again tomorrow night makes me sick to my stomach. Honestly, as bad as it gets. And I could do this with you in hockey, too. You know I'm not a fan of your team, but you're not a fan of mine either. But here's the deal. I can't stand them. I hope they lose every game they play. I really do.
Well, hopefully that will start tomorrow night with game one in Boston. This game, of course, opened at 7.5. It's now gone to 8.5 for tomorrow night. 2 10.5 is where the total has gotten. Seems like everybody's on the spread with Miami getting all of the points. I know you have. We do welcome in all of our radio affiliates coast to coast on a Tuesday. Sirius XM 159.
Sports. Hello, everybody.
Have you with us. Now you have community service tomorrow, so why don't you let everybody know now what you like here with this 8.5 with the Heat and the Celtics.
Oh, God, bedpans and old people again tomorrow. Jeez, yep. You had to bring that up, mother, son of a... Anyway, I'm on the Heat every night. I'm on the Heat every night. I hope the Heat win. And Spo is going to make that little boy sorry that he was the coach of the Celtics. I got to have something to hang my hat on, Carver High. That's why you wore that shirt today to upset me. That's what you did.
No, I wore it today because I didn't want to wear it tomorrow when they were playing. So that's why I wore it today. I was like, oh, the Celtics are playing on Wednesday. I better wear the green on Tuesday. I don't want to wear it the same day that they're going to be out there. So that's really why we wore it today, just to avoid any kind
of...
So
we'll make money tomorrow.
Yes, green, color of money, as we know. We have one more NBA thing here, but I want to be able to give it the attention that it requires and not rush it in and out in 30 seconds. And that is that tonight we have the NBA Draft Lottery, a significant one, one of the most significant ones ever, with this kid, Victor Wembanyama, who is going to be the top pick, Scotty, as we know. So when we come back, I will give you the percentages for all of these teams in the lottery tonight, whose fortunes will change. They're saying this is big as when Kareem came in or LeBron came in the league. That's the kind of game changer that you're going to get tonight with Wembanyama.
This guy is an absolute freak. He's bigger than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He shoots like Steph Curry. He shoots threes on one leg like LeBron James has been known to do. Every player in the NBA that matters, all the superstar players, the highest paid players in the league, have all said, look the F out. This guy's going to take over the game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Me, Ron Carver, hi. I respect the Islanders and their four cups. I respect the Celtics and all their banners. I respect the Lakers and all their banners. Christ, I lived in L.A. for over a decade, and I went to three of those championship runs with Kobe and Shaq. And I liked them then when I was living there and I was going to the games. But I've been in New York for 25 years, and those days are long gone. But I've always hated the Celtics. I've always hated the Islanders. Doesn't mean I don't have that bossy sweater. I respect greatness. I understand how great they've been as a franchise back in the day. But they've killed me so many times in the playoffs. I mean, they've broken my back like five or six times. I can't stand it. And the Celtics, I respect how great their organization is. I just hate them. Fair enough, right?
It is fair enough, and that's okay. That's part of the deal. I mean, there's some teams you don't like. You can respect them.
You hate the Patriots.
There's plenty of teams I don't like. I hate the Patriots. I hate the Penguins. I mean, I hate a lot of these teams. It is what it is, but you respect what they've done. You think I like the Patriots kicking dirt in my face for 20-plus years? No, but at the end of the day, you step back and you go, you know, it's unfortunate, but damn, that guy was good.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unfortunately the way that the world works sometimes. NBA draft lottery tonight. Let's roll here. Who will win the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes? We will find out in a few hours. So, of course, a couple years ago, Scotty, they changed the rules in terms of how many ping pong balls the worst team in the league gets. They made it the three worst teams in the league get the equal shot at getting the first overall pick. So Detroit, Houston, and San Antonio, all with a 14% chance at Wembanyama tonight. That is followed by Charlotte at 12.5. The Blazers have 10.5. Magic, Pacers, Wizards all in there as well. You got those teams that just missed the playoffs. Heavy long shots. I mean, Dallas 3%, Bulls 1.8, Thunder 1.7, etc. You can also, Scotty, in some states on BetMGM actually wager on this. So the three teams that are at the top, you could bet plus 550 that one of them will get Wembanyama tonight, or the Blazers at 8-1 that they win the draft lottery. You could also go that way if you would like.
Well, I told you earlier, that's my pick. I want to see him play with Dame Time. I want to see him stay in Rip City and play with this freak and see if he can finally get a ring. Because this guy is, you know, from all indicators, he's unstoppable. He does whatever he wants. He's playing, and I understand it's not the NBA, but he's playing pro in France, and he's dominating. He just dominates grown men. It's not even like a discussion. Like, he averages outrageous numbers, 21 per, double digits in rebounds, block shots. It's just, I mean, this guy blocks 5-6 shots a game. I mean, he's 7'5". When he reaches up, his hand goes over the rim, to his forearm. I mean, if he jumps, he touches the top of the glass, and he makes shots from everywhere. I want to see Portland get him. I have a feeling, for my money, it's Portland or Charlotte, based on kind of the Chicago Blackhawks mode. They were 10. They got Bedard, and they weren't favored to get him. But it's those top three that have the best shot. 4 and 5 are the ones that have almost as good of a shot. And I can see those balls bouncing. Now, look, you and I had this discussion. If Lonzo Ball, LaMelo gets his hands on this kid. Lonzo's had the bad knee in Chicago forever. This kid LaMelo's had his own injury problems. But I think LaMelo Ball is, I think Lonzo's a really good player. I really do. But I think his brother in Charlotte is even better. That guy's the best passer in the NBA. He really is. And he's like white chocolate passing. Got it. Like, this guy's got it like no other. And if that guy is playing on a court with this 7'5 monster, all he's going to do is bring the ball up the court and throw it up in the air, and they're going to score, and they're going to win games by 20, 30 points every night. You cannot stop that without trying to kill him. And everyone that's going to try to kill him is going to end up in foul trouble. So you get a great point guard with that guy, because I think Lillard's a scorer. He's not a passer. But this guy, LaMelo Ball, is a passer. And he can score. You put those two together, look the F out.
I am going to go with, first, I think San Antonio.
What could be worse?
Would be where
no
I
wants
look.
To go just to the Alamo.
And look, nobody has any idea how this is going to go, but I just feel like they've just gotten these before. David Robinson, Tim Duncan. It seems like when they're in it and there's a big player, they've won in the past.
Not again.
Not again is right. I would love Portland like you. I think him and Dame Time would be a lot of fun. I think it would be great for Portland basketball. And let's also remember this. Portland's been on the bad end of a lot of drafts in the past. Whether it's Sam Bowie over Jordan, whether it's Greg Oden and Durant. You know, they've been on the bad end of some drafts. Maybe they're going to get the sun shined on them a little bit here and maybe finally be on the good side
for once
of a draft and get this kid to put with Dame Time. So those are my two little, like, theories for maybe. Not
Detroit
theories,
is
but what
prison.
I would like to maybe see happen.
Detroit is prison.
Detroit, well, yeah. Well,
Houston, let him get his hands around playing with James Harden and see what that does for you, because you know he's going back there. And you know, your other one, the Spurs, how many times are we going to see the picture of the Alamo that they show us on that national television? You know what that is? Listen, I went to the Parthenon in Athens, and you know what it was like? Remember the guy that went like this? Like, what was the cartoon where the guy went, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
How long can you look at a rock? How long can you look at a building? I mean, I went there once, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. All right, can we go get drunk now? Okay, great. This is fantastic. Take a picture. All right, we're out of here. Where's the bar? Like, I went to the Parthenon, same thing. I'm like, let's go back to the block and drink red wine all day and smoke doobies. Are we on here? No, don't do that. Now, just back to the draft. All right.
There's other teams in shouting distance here that it would be interesting. Like, you imagine the Magic winning 2 years in a row, and you got Banchero and Wembanyama down in Orlando. That's a game changer. I feel like Indiana and that franchise could use a little shot in the arm if they ever got up the board. And Detroit's interesting. I mean, Detroit, they've been building some young guys, right? Cunningham,
please no.
Ivy.
Please no.
I know you don't want to see Detroit get it either, but
that's federal
there's
prison.
Some interesting ones
Detroit's federal
in that
prison.
12 to 6 range that if they won this draft lottery. I'm with you. No Detroit.
The Magic have a shot. Now the Magic have a shot, and it would be fascinating seeing him playing with Banchero. I'll give you that. They got a shot. I think, you know, like I said, 10 for Portland, 9 for Orlando in terms of percent. Those are the teams. Listen, it happens all the time where the top team's supposed to get Anaheim. They didn't get them. They didn't get Bedard.
No.
So it's that 10, 9, 8 in that window, 12. They're the ones that get them.
Hey, that's the window where the Pelicans got Zion that year. Pelicans didn't have one of the top three odds. They jumped everybody and got Zion. And I would love Orlando. I think that would be great.
Zion, now
Wagner,
I know. Now,
Wagner, that'd be great.
My bad. Now I know why Zion's always injured. I told you I got his shoes. They're awesome. They're incredible. They got nodules in the heel and in the ball of the foot. Although I have to say, thanks so much for the 60 blisters I have.
Not a fan of the Zion shoes.
Oh my God, my feet are like it's like I stepped under a lawnmower, my feet.
You got more with Coach coming up. We got the game one, Denver, LA, and of course that first pick, the draft lottery tonight. Later on, we will do the PGA Championship. We're getting ready. Rory, very weird Rory today at the podium, Scotty. Not the usual Rory.
He's turning into
seeing.
A bee. He really is turning into a
little subdued.
He's a
prima
donna. He really is. You know what he is? He's a country club guy complaining about his shoes aren't clean after the round.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So fans are taking advantage of BetMGM's signature bets during the playoff season, whether it's a player, game, or team prop. Signature bets capture moments in the game you've never been able to bet on before, and it's exclusive to the BetMGM app. Splash Brothers, two teammates in 4 3-pointers a game. The Rick Barry, a player to not miss a free throw. Or Brick City, a player to miss 5 straight field goals in a game. There's all kinds of unique and exotic markets. Here's what you do. Log into your BetMGM app. You got to be you got to have an account, right? So click the signature bets tab on the top bar to check out all the exclusive bets you can make. Each playoff game has their own set of unique markets, so check out the variety across every playoff game. You're going to love it. The Signature Bets, brought to you by BetMGM. And so is the Lion's Share. Coach James Young every day with us throughout the basketball season and the NBA playoffs. Coach, the draft lottery tonight, we've been talking about it. I'm clamoring for Portland. I've accepted the possibility of Charlotte. I would be down with Orlando. I'd like to see him play with Banchero. I do not want to see him in San Antonio. I'm done with that stupid, they get everyone. Duncan, Robinson, now they're going to get this guy. Like, I'm going to puke. And then Detroit is, like, going to Leavenworth. I don't want him there. And Houston, I'm sick and tired of them getting all these top players. They keep getting top players every time there's a draft. How about give Dame Time something to play with? Before he leaves Portland, because he wants out of Portland because they suck. And I'll tell you what, if LaMelo played with him, there's no stopping them.
Listen, I'm intrigued by Charlotte. By the way, I think he's going to Detroit. I don't have to drive you crazy. God. I think he's going to end up in Detroit. But Charlotte would be intriguing. Listen, how about this? How about a team they've been so down for such a long time? How about the Washington Wizards? Like, you want to talk about a franchise that could use a shot in the arm? That would be an adrenaline rush. I know they suck.
Honestly, like, I hate politicians, and I hate all those teams there. They're so meaningless in the world.
Ever since Marion Barry was doing crack, they haven't been good. I mean, we need something
positive. Those were the days.
They need something positive to come out of D.C. Give me a little bit of Wemba Yama in the nation's capital. But I'm sorry, Pharrell. I think he's going to Detroit. I'm sorry.
Why do you think that? Because they got 14%? Or why is it that you think those top three are just automatically going to get him? That's what everyone thought with the NHL draft and the 10% team. The Blackhawks got him.
I know, but the crazy thing is, if he went there, like, you want to talk about Detroit being back, Cade, Jaden Ivey, Wembanyama, Jalen Duren. Bro, there will be coaches in the NBA that will be running to try and get fired. They'd be like the Emi Udokas. They'd be doing whatever they can to get out of their contract to end up in Detroit. That's why I think a lot of people are waiting, because I think that becomes the most intriguing job in the NBA if they get the number one pick with those other three young guys. You have a team set up, Pharrell, you got to admit, for a long run with four young cats.
Didn't they fire Dwayne Casey or something? Who's the coach now? Have they ever named anybody?
They don't have one. They haven't named it yet. So
if they get that guy tonight, then you'll see Monty Williams will get that job in 5 seconds.
Probably. And if I'm Monty, I'm like, I can deal with DeAndre Ayton, or I can go deal with these cats. Yeah, I'm okay. He'll be okay going up there to Detroit.
Well, and speaking of Ayton, that you mentioned him, I might as well throw this out there. Like, he said the other day, he's like, people are tripping. I love it here. I want to play here. Do you believe anything that he says?
Now that Monty's gone, maybe. Because it was obvious, bro, they did not see eye to eye. They didn't click. So, but here's the thing. You're upset at not getting the ball. Bro, you are at best the third option in Phoenix. At best. And you know the other two cats are going to get 20, 25 shots a night. So you better get in where you can fit in. So, listen, he was so happy that when he re-signed his contract after they matched Indiana, his words were, I'm here. Boy, you were here because they signed you. You wanted to go to Indiana and play with Tyrese Halliburton. By the way, if I was a big man, I wouldn't be mad playing with Tyrese Halliburton. That boy, right. Nice. I'd take that in a second, too. But I think maybe Monty's gone, but we'll see. There's a lot of really good names out there, Pharrell. And let's be honest, Philadelphia now, Milwaukee, Phoenix, what happens in Detroit? There's a lot of really good candidates and a lot of, let's be honest, really good jobs out there for the NBA guys.
What would happen if he ended up with Halliburton and the Pacers and they somehow got lucky at like 6% and got this guy?
Oh, well, Miles Turner, try going and getting a bucket in the lane with Wembanyama and Miles Turner. Miles Turner is probably the best shot-blocking center in the league. Let's keep it real. Like, protect the lane. You put him out there, and then you got Benny Mathurin, and you got Halliburton, and you got Bad Buddy. I think he's probably a free agent, but you got Bad Buddy. You got Chris Duarte as a 3-and-D guy. Like, there's some situations like that where they take, like, a quantum leap. Like, he goes there. He goes to Orlando with him, Bancaro, in the front court with Wagner. They take a quantum leap. And I'm going to tell you the crazy one. Could you imagine if, I do believe, New Orleans and Oklahoma City are all in the bottom? Could you imagine if one of them got him? Can you imagine him and Chet in the front court? Like, oh,
it just can't be.
Goodness.
You cannot get him at 1%. It just, then it's fixed. Oh, then it's fixed.
But I got this thought process, right? And maybe it's just me as a Knicks fan. Wouldn't it be funny if Dallas tanked to keep the pick at 10 and someone jumps them and they go to 11 and it still goes to the Knicks? That would be the funniest thing of the year. And Mark Cuban would be screaming to the high heavens that it's a fix.
So anything after 10, the Knicks keep?
Yes. So there's like a 19% chance that right. one of the teams under him jumped them to the top four. And if that happens, that pick goes to the Knicks. So, like I said, it's interesting how this all is going to play out tonight.
Real quick, before we do the picks, do you think that he's the greatest draft pick ever?
No. Lou Alcindor, a.k.a. Kareem, is probably the greatest.
They say he's pick. Better than him.
Well, probably. But I will say this. If you put him in the draft with LeBron, you're taking him. If you put him in a draft, Tim Duncan, you're taking him. Ewing, you're taking him. Name any other guy that was the number one pick to me besides Lou Alcindor, you are taking Wembanyama. And the reason why I'm saying you're taking Kareem is back in the day, the way the centers played and you had Wilt and you had Russell, it makes sense that that would be the pick. Elvin Hayes, Willis Reed, all the great centers back then. But this guy, bro, you can't compare him. Like, this guy's got so many different skill sets that are on top. What are you going to say? He blocks shots like Gobert. He shoots a three and high release like Durant. He dribbles like Steph. He does this like this. Like, it's like it's like the movie Weird Science, where you cut up all the body parts and you put it into the machine and the lady came out. Like, that's what you're doing when you get Victor Wembanyama. He's Weird Science.
That chick was so hot. Oh, I wonder what she looks like today. Honestly, it's probably a bad.
Okay.
It's probably a bad scene. Let's just let's hold the memory as it stands. All right, give me your lion's share of Scooby snacks for tonight.
Three plays tonight. First one, we're going with the Nuggets -6.5 at home versus the Lakers. The Lakers are 1-4 against the spread the last five road games. They're 1-5-1 against the spread the last seven meetings in Denver. Denver undefeated in the playoffs at home. 23-9 against the spread the last 32 home games. I like Denver to get out to a 1-0 series lead with their depth. Give me the Nuggets -6.5. Next, I'm going to go to the same game. I know it's high for like a Western Conference final, but give me over 222.5. The over is 14-6 in the last 20 Laker games overall. The Nuggets are 8-3 against spread the last 11. They've gone to the over in the last 11 versus team with a winning streak record. And the over is 5-2 the last seven meetings in Denver. Give me over 222.5 in Lakers Nuggets. Next, I'm going to my guy, Bruce Brown. Come on up, Bruce Brown. Over 5.5 rebounds plus assists. Going over in 11 of his last 15 games. Six straight Pharrell versus the Lakers. He's got to guard LeBron. He plays a little bit of point guard. He leads the break, and he's a sneaky good rebounder. Give me Bruce Brown over 5.5 rebounds plus assists.
I wasn't surprised that Doc Rivers got fired.
The surprising thing is, like, are they really going to run back and make him the Houston 76ers and D'Antoni come back with Harden? No. Oh, my God. You were talking about no defense being played. You can forget that.
I just can't believe that all the same tired-ass names are being brought up for every single job. Sam Coach, Cassell. Enjoy the game tonight.
Give my man Sam Cassell a shot.
I said that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's time to hook up for our weekly session with the great Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News. Mike, I want to start with this kid, Phalerin Balogun, who is going to be on the USA World Cup team. It's pretty obvious. And it's quite a snag because most people believed that he was going to play for England, but he chose to play for the USA, and he was born in New York. How did they end up getting him to choose the U.S. team? Is because it's going to be in the U.S. and North America? He just thought it was a better opportunity. He's going to get more burn. What was it?
I like the last one. PT, run, whatever you want to call it. There is that opportunity with the United States. Harry Kane, who is England's striker and has been at the last two World Cups and has broken the England goal-scoring record, is only 29, will be 30 in the summer, so that'll make him around 32 when the next World Cup happens. He's still right in the prime. As long as he doesn't get injured, he'll be right back there where he's been for the last two World Cups. And then behind him, you have Marcus Rashford, who's scoring big for Manchester United and has been an able backup at that position, at the striker position for England, but doesn't get much burn, as you say. Whereas the U.S., it's the striker position has been a difficult one for the Americans to fill for many years. There was great hope with Jozy Altidore, and he's had some great moments. Go back to the 2009 Confederations Cup and the brilliant goal he scored against Spain. But too often injured when they needed him most, obviously at the 2014 World Cup. And so they really need somebody that can be there every time, can be productive. They didn't have it for the 2022 World Cup, and it made a significant difference in their ability to go even farther than they did.
So you saw they've already had a leg of the Champions League semis, and today Inter leads 1-0 over Milan in the second leg, and the aggregate was 3-0. I'm guessing, was that Inter that got that 3-0 now aggregate? Who won that first game? Did they win the first game?
Inter was ahead 2-0 after the first game. Interestingly, whether you're home or away, I guess you get more of the tickets, but it's the same stadium, San Siro,
right,
in Milan. So they won the first one. Inter did 2-0, and then just trying to protect that lead, and now they've snagged another goal. So they'll be going on to the Champions League final in Istanbul, and they will play the winner between Manchester United and Real Madrid, which are tied 1-1 after their first game of their series. So it'll be, I mean, tomorrow is going to be one of the great games in Champions League short of a final, because they go into that, road goals don't matter anymore. It used to be a tiebreaker, so if you got a road goal, it really changed the dynamics of the game. But now it's just who goes out and scores more goals tomorrow, and that's going to be just a fascinating game.
Well, don't you think it was a big victory for City that they were able to tie that game at Madrid, and now they're at Etihad, where they're absolutely dominant and lethal in that stadium?
They have been dominant and lethal, but they haven't played Real Madrid there. So
I don't care. I mean,
yeah, well, you have to remember the Premier League, with Liverpool being down for a lot of this year, Arsenal not really being quite elite quality yet. Maybe they'll evolve into that a year from now. They had a very, very good season, but showed that they just didn't have the depth and the elite quality that you need to be at that Premier League champion level. So they have faced very good opposition, but Real Madrid comes in with one of the best squads in the world. Now, I thought the first time around in the first leg of the series, I thought that Manchester City was the best team for the 90 minutes. They just couldn't get anything to go home, and then they let one up on a great goal that happened in the first half and had to chase the game the rest of the way. But they were able to get it back, and I think you're right. I think it was big for them to go home 1-1. I just still think it's one of those games that's going to be monumental. Both sides with an equal chance to win. Away goals don't matter. It's whoever scores the most over 90 or 120 or however long it goes.
What did you think of how they snatched the table from the Gunners and passed them in the Premier League? And City's going to win that thing.
Yeah, all they have to do really is win one more game out of the three they have remaining, or Arsenal lose one and they'll have the championship again. That'll be the fifth and sixth year in 6 years. It's a little bit disappointing because it's so inevitable. They have more money than anybody else. I'll give them credit that they spend it wisely. Chelsea showed us this year that you can spend a truckload of money and spend it foolishly and actually get worse. They don't do that at Manchester City. They spend their money very smartly, and they've evolved really nicely over the last decade and a half. But it's still kind of disappointing to see it be just primarily a money contest. No one else has what they have to be able to go and chase them, and it makes it too much about who's got the cash and not about who's got the football smarts. Although, as I mentioned, Manchester City has plenty of both.
I have to bring this up because I saw that you went and you were doing a show about what Indiana has pulled off with Mike Woodson in this offseason in the transfer portal. He got two of the best players in America to come play in Bloomington. I almost fell over. Like, I saw Xavier Johnson was like, this is crazy, because he's back on the medical hardship. And you lose Trace Jackson Davis, Race Thompson, and you would think they'd be naked and have a stretch of having to rebuild. They didn't rebuild. They reloaded. And those two players they got, tell people about what Woodson has pulled off, because it really is a miracle for Hoosier fans.
Well, first of all, Kalel Ware from Oregon, a big-time prospect. He's got a lot to learn about the game and a lot to learn about how to use his length. But he's 7 feet. He's got ridiculous length that can be a game changer if he gets stronger and learns how to use the length to his advantage. He was pushed around a bit as a freshman at Oregon, and certainly in the Big Ten. I mean, that's a conference where you got to be tough, and so he's going to have to learn how to be tough. You don't necessarily have to be, you know, a bodybuilder, but you have to be able to be strong enough and hold your ground, and that'll be his challenge. Peyton Sparks from Ball State joining Indiana will be really big as well. So they've got two really good transfers that will help them. As you mentioned before, you've got Xavier Johnson back, and that's huge for them because he is a sixth year point guard who missed this past season, most of it with an injury, and he's become a much better a quarterback for IU. He was very good over the first third of this season, and his injury really made a difference to how this season played out for IU. And then they also got a young man named Mackenzie McBacco.
That's the one.
He's not a transfer. He is a high school recruit who was originally committed to Duke. Kyle Filipowski decided to play a second season at Duke, which meant Mackenzie's opportunity to get big minutes as a Blue Devil had been diminished, and so he put himself back out there, and Indiana getting him. Big-time player, five-star recruit. He'll be a really significant player for them. You add him to the players that I mentioned, as well as what you have coming back up front, and you've got a team that has the potential to contend at the top of the Big Ten.
Listen, this kid is 6'8", 220. He's a monster. I've seen him play in New Jersey. He dominated high school basketball. He is a pure five-star player. I cannot believe that he ended up at Indiana, to be honest with you. And I have to tell you, I think it's because of Mike Woodson. And I also think that the kid Ware, he needs a guy like Mike Woodson to teach him how to do the things that you're talking about. Yes. Toughen his ass up. Teach him how to be a big at 7 foot and mean it. And, I mean, that's why they're going there, because of Mike Woodson's coaching ability at the NBA and college level. He's already proven that he can coach in the Big Ten and in college basketball.
Yeah, he's a really good coach with player development. That's maybe his greatest strength at IU. And I think the players have acknowledged that and embraced that. And you saw Trace Jackson Davis. He had a great career, but his seasons – under Mike were even better. You saw that with Xavier Johnson. They came a long way over the course of his first year. It was a process because he was a lot to handle at Pitt and at times at IU, but got much better in his next season before he went down with injury. And so you're going to see over time players embrace that. I think there's some strategic things that they still have to do at Indiana. They have to be better at generating three-point shots. This is 2023. I mean, you can't have a 46, 47% three-point shooter on your roster, which they did, and not take the best advantage of him, which this past season. But everything else at IU is going in the right direction, and I think it begins with that player development piece.
And I think Kopp was that guy, and he's gone now, and so you're right. I think Galloway's only going to get better. Let me ask you your thoughts on LeBron against the Joker starting tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because, you're looking at a Denver team that isn't just their MVP candidate, that they have a lot going for them. Murray has been terrific. They've gotten a lot out of Porter as well. They have a lot of terrific young weapons who have not reached this point in their careers. They've not gotten to this stage. And so does the experience of LeBron and Anthony Davis at this level. They've been here before. They know what it's like. LeBron's been to this level, I think, a dozen times. I think he's been in conference finals. I think this will be the 13th that he's been to, if I have the number right. And of course, Anthony Davis was there in 2020. I'm right.
The 2020 year.
Yeah. So I think that that's the difference. A lot of times in the NBA, you have to be at that point, fail, then come back the next time and conquer it. It's not universal. Miami in that 2020 year didn't have to do that. They've been there. They hadn't been there. This group, the coach had been there. So it'll be interesting to see. For me, how much that experience of playing in these big games helps the Lakers or doesn't matter.
Lastly, respectfully, I have 1 minute. There is no indication of this, but I'm just suggesting it. Do you think the Sixers could convince Jay Wright to coach in the NBA?
I don't think they can. I think it's probably worth a phone call and a conversation and maybe a nice lunch over over seafood at Bookbinders or whatever. They'd probably see you. That wouldn't be a good idea. It better be private. But I do think it's worth a conversation. But I don't think it'll happen. I think Jay likes being out of the game and just involved to the level of being a broadcaster. I think he likes having his life back.
Well, that's a shame. I wanted him to ruin his life again and coach in the NBA. I thought it would have been magnificent to watch him age and be miserable like everyone else. Mike, great stuff. Enjoy the draft lottery tonight. We'll see where Mr. Wembanyama's going.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another exciting edition of Today in Carver High History.
It is. We'll start in 1955 today. Rocky Marciano TKOs Don Cackell in the ninth round to retain his heavyweight title. 75, Muhammad Ali TKOs Ron Lyle in the 11th to retain the title. 76, Canadians beat the Flyers to complete a four-game sweep in the Stanley Cup. 77, Ali beats Alfredo Evangelist by decision in 15 rounds, retains the title. 1980, Lakers beat the Sixers in six to win the NBA title. 81, Houston shortstop Craig Reynolds hits three triples in one game. What? Astros beat the Cubbies. 1982, the Islanders sweep away the Vancouver Canucks for a three-peat, third out of their four in a row.
And realizing it's all over, 1 second, there's the horn. The Islanders win the Stanley Cup in a sweep. Their third consecutive Stanley Cup. Philadelphia was first. You have won three consecutive Stanley Cups.
Your boy Jiggs McDonald.
All-time legend right there. 84, Phillies pitcher Steve Carlton. It's a grand slam off Fernando Valenzuela. 85, Michael Jordan is named the NBA Rookie of the Year. 94, tennis star Jennifer Capriati is arrested on possession of marijuana. They frown on that. 96, Sammy Sosa becomes the first player in Cubs history to hit two homers in one inning. 1997, Gary Gaetti gets his 2000th hit. 2014, PSG and Man City each fine 60 million euros for breaching fair play regulations. Stupid. And in 2015, American Pharoah wins the Preakness on its way to the first triple crown in a very long time. American Pharoah at the Preakness.
Pharrella Pharoah and your boy, obviously, just going back to that story, that was so funny. They frown upon that. Now you gotta have a gun to get attention. Weed won't even make a headline.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.